kind of the play that you're accustomed to making. Is that something that's still good for you to see?
They're always good to see.
No, just
I don't care if I didn't have ACL surgery. Those are always good.
Is it kind of like a, this feels familiar, this is what I can
do? I mean, it's part of it. I mean, it's just an opportunity and just doing my job is all it was. I mean, it was we had the perfect play call for the defense. That's what I tried to explain before. Some of the big plays that we get, you somewhat do have to get lucky. I mean, obviously we game plan for them, and you play the percentages and you hope you get those coverages for those. The concept that we're going to run, so we hit that one and right on time.
So Jordy, besides, I mean, last week was a tough week to prepare because you weren't sure who was going to be up, whatever. For your offense to put up 24 on the road like that in just the first half, are there two or three things that have to happen to make that happen more consistently?
No, just execution. I mean, it's something that we always preach in here, and it's what it comes down to. Guys are making the plays, we're staying ahead of the chains, and we're keeping, I think for the most part, keeping the game simple. And that's just what we need to continue to do. And we took care of the ball, which is something we've struggled with this year, and when we do that, we put ourselves in a spot to win.
What happened when did you land on your hand on that play late on that last drive?
No.
What happened?
Nothing.
Mike said it was a hand. Mike said it was a hand.
Okay, it was a hand. He said it was a hand. I won't call him a liar.
Wrist, whatever. Was there any lingering, whatever it is there any lingering effects, or are you okay?
Perfect.
Hey, Jordy, you are working here once. What's it like to see somebody like Trevor step up and make plays that he made in that last game? I mean, being in that receiver room and how hard he's worked.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for him. I think, like I said, they've put in a lot of work. They've done it the right way. They've had the training camp and someone who made plays a lot in training camp and practicing in games to where you want them to kind of get rewarded for that and keep their energy level up. I mean, some young guys can get kind of in a lull of knowing the role, and if it's just special teams, they're not really going to get a chance on offense, but, you know, they got to stay into it. You don't ever know how quick it can change, and especially the situation, I mean, we got thrown into obviously Randall being out, but no running backs, so we're throwing a bunch of balls and a lot of receivers. So they gotta stay ready. It can happen quick. So we're proud of the way those guys played and prepared, and the way they do it every week, even if they're not out there.
Jordy, you don't see the Colts that often, once every 4 years. But back then, the 21-3 lead, they came back. It seems that even though it's that long ago, that's been an identity for them for 5 years, the fact that they come back. You just have to pay extra attention to keep the foot on the gas pedal with that. Do you have to realize that it's going to be a four-quarter game, even if you're up big?
I think that's something you always want to be. You want to finish out a game the right way. Obviously, Luck has had success bringing them back and cutting it loose down the stretch and making some big plays for them. Obviously, we'll be prepared for that. I think every game we go into, you want to play a full game and finish it off the right way.
Jordy, I know you've been getting a lot of production out of the fullback for, you know, your entire time here. What did you think of what Rutkowski gave you guys, you know, particularly, you know, in some of those third down situations protecting Aaron?
Right. He's, you know, again, building his role. He's kind of getting thrown into some spots as well. But the more you can do around here, the more opportunities you get, and the more chances he'll be in the backfield. Like you said, protecting Aaron, sneaking him a ball every once in a while on a draw or a run play. And just it allows us to keep the defense off balance. The more guys can be more multi-dimensional, do different things. Defense can't key, like, if Rip's in there, then it's going to be a pass because he's only going to protect. We can hand him a ball and get 5 to 10 yards. I mean, he's averaging pretty well. So it's great. And, again, another young guy who's stepping up and, you know, broadening out what he can do and helping us out.
How much have you seen Jeff progress since he got here just when it comes to the details of the position?
A lot. I mean, I think that's where you truly can make a big jump is, like you said, the details. It takes a while because there's a lot of fine ones in there, a lot of communication that takes place, and a lot of it, honestly, is getting put in those situations, and if it's in practice or in a game. So the more he's getting to play now, the better that will carry over for him, because as much as you study the playbook and all that, like, game reps are something you can't, as much as even you practice, you can't replicate a game.